Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
When we look into the Word of God, we see how the Father, Isaiah the prophet said, I see the Lord, I saw the Lord. And he says, I saw him high and lifted up, seated on the throne. And his train filled the temple and smoke filled the house. And he cries out, woe is me, for my eyes have seen the Lord of glory. The prophet Daniel in Daniel chapter 7 verse 9 says, I watched till thrones were put in place and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and his hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels burning with fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Praise God for his holy word. Hallelujah. We spoke a little while ago about the risen Christ. And then we looked into Christ ascended. And today we're going to look at the seated Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he ascended, the Bible says, a cry went out and was heard, lift up your heads, all your gates, and be lifted up, your everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. And the shout was, who is this King of Glory? And it says, it's the Lord, strong and mighty. He ascended and he has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he has overcome, and he is worthy. And now the Bible says, having ascended, he comes into the presence of the Father, the Ancient of Days. Thrones are set up, and the Ancient of Days takes his place. The court was seated, and the books were opened. And Jesus is brought before the Father on the clouds of heaven. And the Father gives the decree to proceed with his glorification. With pomp and ceremony, initiates the worship of heaven. And the angels of heaven start singing a majestic worship. Oh man, I'm looking forward to that song. Oh, I'm looking forward to worshiping him on that day. Hallelujah. And the Father highly exalts him. And lifts him up and gives him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue confess of things in the heavens and things in the earth, things to come and things which was, and things to that is, things in this world and things beyond this world. Hallelujah. For all eternity. And God declares, let him be crowned. Hallelujah. I can just imagine a mighty angel shouting with that thunderous voice, let the nations worship him. Hallelujah. They gather before the throne, surrounded on that crystal sea of glass. And every tongue and every tribe and every nation kneels before him in reverence. Hallelujah. They're surrounded by the heavenly hosts of angels. Innumerable angels singing glory and honor to him. And then to him is given dominion and glory and the kingdom, that all the peoples and nations and languages should serve him. The crown of thorns is no more. Hallelujah. Before him stands his redeemed, adoring him in worship. I think of that verse that says, when he comes to be adored by his saints, to be admired. Oh, how we will admire him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before him they stand rejoicing, and the redeemed sing a new song. Revelation 5:12, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. We will stand before our Savior in robes of righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible speaks about him being crowned. Now, when you look at crowns, there are many crowns, throughout Scripture. Paul speaks of five different crowns that the saints will get. There is the crown of righteousness. There's the crown of life. There's the soul winner's crown. Oh, thank God, I'm going to get one of those things. Oh, come on, adjust your neighbor's soul winner's crown. This is a soul winning house, hallelujah. There's a crown of rejoicing and a crown of glory. The five crowns that God prepares for his saints. When you look in the Old Testament crowns, you notice that there's three types of crowns around the kingdom in the Old Testament. Firstly, is the high priest's holy crown, that was a gold plate engraved holy unto the Lord, symbolizing his consecration as the people's representative before God. And also, we notice that the king wore a crown into battle, and that crown would often be just a light linen crown that you'd wear into battle, and it's studded with all kinds of precious stones and all that. And once again, that speaks of him being divinely appointed as the conqueror of heaven. Hallelujah. The second type of crown that we notice is the crown that we all associate with, the crown, the big, massive crown of gold, jewel bestudded, symbol of royal function, dynasty, dominion, and glory. The third type of crown that it speaks of is a wreath of flowers worn at functions, symbolizing joy and celebration. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, when the wicked rule, the people weep. But when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Hallelujah. It's a crown of rejoicing. And then I also notice when I look in the book of Revelation that there's the ministry crowns of elders. And the Bible says that the 24 elders have crowns. Hallelujah. So the Father will decree, crown him. And a royal robe will be brought forth. And you'll be clothed with a royal robe whereon is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the crowns will be brought forth in their many varied splendors, each crown unique, majestic, denoting another realm of dominion and another realm of authority in its varied splendors. Hallelujah. Each crown proclaiming his rule. And then I notice the moment they bring those crowns that the 24 cast their crowns before him. The 24 elders say, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. And then I believe not only the 24 elders cast their crown, but all of the nations, every saint cast their crown before him. Because of him, the crowns consist. He is the author of every crown. He is the giver of every crown. He is the sustainer of every crown. And it's from him that they come, and to him they belong. And everybody cast their crowns before the King of glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says he is crowned with many crowns. Revelation 19, 12. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Glory, 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 glory. Having received all honor and endowed with all royal protocol, he is crowned, and he will be seated at the right hand on the throne of God. Hallelujah. Then they bring forth, after crowning him, they bring forth a royal diadem. Hallelujah. A symbol of supreme dominion over every nation, tribe, and tongue, over every rule of every kingdom. Hallelujah. And is given to him. And he shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad his kingdom never comes to an end? Hallelujah. Daniel says in Daniel 7:14, his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed. All creation will say he is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Revelation 5:13 says, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, are heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And then the four living creatures said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Our Christ is seated. Hallelujah. He is established in the throne. He is seated because his work is done. Hallelujah. He doesn't have to add anything to it. He doesn't have to do anything more. He has left nothing undone. He is seated, and all authority and all power and all might and all dominion is vested in him. Hallelujah. There's nothing that is not under him. He is seated. His authority is supreme. Glory to God. His name is above all names. He is king. And he has a kingdom. And he has dominion in his kingdom. And we are the subjects of his kingdom. And his kingdom has come to this earth. I want you to know, his kingdom is not one day when you get to heaven. His kingdom is here. Hallelujah. I said his kingdom is here. His kingdom has come. He is Lord of heaven, and he is Lord of all, and he is Lord of his church, and he's Lord of my life. And if he's Lord of my life, then devil, get out of my life. Whoa, glory. I said he is king. All things are subject to him. He sat down because his work is complete. Someone said, Jesus, please deliver me. He's already done so. Jesus, please, can you do it? He's already done so. Hallelujah. He has made a way. When your work is done, you can sit down. He sat down, and now he rules in power and authority. Hebrews 10, verse 12, Paul says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. His work is done. He's already a conqueror. He is already in dominion and authority. There is not one unconquered devil. Hallelujah. I said there's not one unconquered devil. Hallelujah. All things are under his feet. Thank God he is the head and we are the church. We are his body. We are his hands. We are his feet. And he has placed the enemy under our feet. Hallelujah. We are the body of Christ on the earth. Amen. And he is seated until all his enemies are made his footstool. Who's going to make them his footstool? You. Hey, tell your neighbor, I'm so glad you're here to help make the devil the footstool. There's not one devil that should be over a Christian. There's not one devil that should rule over you, reign over you, have power over you. Today, in the name of Jesus, I break that. We cancel that. Amen. That's why the Bible says, give no place. You have to give it. You have it to give it. Amen. I said amen. I said there's no place that the devil should rule and reign. His kingdom has come. His kingdom is upon me. His kingdom is within me. His kingdom is established in my life. And devil, out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Bible says he shall have no power over you. I've given you the power to bind. I've given you the power to loose. I've given you the power to make a decree. Amen. I often say this, never run at the devil with your mouth shut. Amen. Speak your faith. Declare the kingdom. His kingdom is within. His power is in your heart and in your mouth. And when you make confession, you shall have what you say. He is seated. He has given the authority to the angels. He said, now watch over my boys. If any one of them makes a decree, you enforce it. Amen. I'm not going to call him again, Jesus. You left something undone. He has done it. Somebody say he's done it. He is seated. His name is above every other name. And he said, in my name, cast out devils. In my name, heal the sick. In my name, hallelujah, proclaim liberty to the captives. In my name, hallelujah, hallelujah. You say, oh, well, Pastor, I heard that we are hanging on. It's the defeated church. And Jesus is going to come. And Jesus is going to rescue me. That's true. He will rescue you, you poor thing. He will. But for the rest of us, we're going on in his victory right now. Somebody say hallelujah. I have the victory. I have the victory. I can rebuke that devil. You can rebuke him. You can tell him, get off your life. Get off your marriage. Get off your business. Get off your home. Get off your relationships. Devil, I command you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And his kingdom has come. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And thank God he gave us the wonderful helper. The Holy Ghost. Oh, the spirit of wisdom. He's the spirit of counsel. Man, I can't wait for next week. I'm going to start preaching about the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wanted to start today, preach about the Holy Ghost, but the Lord said, one more message, the seated Christ. We needed to finish this thing. Amen. You need to realize he is seated. Tell your neighbor, he is seated. It's finished. It's done. Hallelujah. We, the church, enforce his victory in the world. I'm here to tell you, you, the church, are here to enforce his victory. He is waiting until his enemy has made his footstool. I said he's waiting. We preach to this side of the congregation. until his enemy be made his footstool. There's not one devil that doesn't have to bow its knee. There's not one devil that can stand in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you and I manifest his presence by his word, by his power. Hallelujah. We take dominion. We take authority. He said, I give you power and I give you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil, and nothing. Oh, somebody said, sure, you're sure about nothing. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, they'll come one way, but they'll flee seven ways. They'll rise up against you. But to every tongue that riseth, you shall condemn. You shall stand in the place that I've given you and condemn. You will stand in the place I've given you and turn them back. Amen. And that devil comes at you with a little sweet parcel. Oh, I brought you a parcel from the Lord that you can bear with your suffering. Don't you know that you have a cross to bear? I never heard that the cross is sickness or disease. The cross is dying to your own self-will and fulfilling his will. If you're bearing the cross, you're walking in victory. My Lord, hallelujah. I decree today, every devil is subject to you. Every work that's come against you, you shall condemn. Hallelujah. Your eyes be open, your ears be open, your heart be perceptive. You see what the Lord has done for you and take your place. Amen. Come on, somebody say, take your place. Take your place. When the enemy comes against you, don't cry. Don't turn your back. Never turn your back. Face him. Amen. Oh, some people, Pastor Johnny, if only I can hide somewhere. Hide in Christ. Stand in Christ. Stand in your victory. Condemn that devil that comes against you. Don't back down. Tell your neighbor, don't back down. Don't back out. Don't turn around. That devil that's in front of you needs to be defeated today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of my victory. Today is the day of my breakthrough. I'm not waiting for tomorrow anymore. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus today. Hallelujah. I say the last time I looked, he was seated. Amen. Religion lives like Jesus needs to come and rescue us. It's the devil that needs a bit of help. Amen. The Bible says we kick down the gates of hell. Hallelujah. The Bible says we strip the enemy. The Bible says we take back everything that was stolen. Hallelujah. It's ours. Amen. I want to encourage you today. I want to tell you today that you have been placed by the Lord, and that enemy has come to you so you can practice on him. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you're already a conqueror. Right now you're practicing. I love that picture of that, you know, that lion that brings a half-maimed buck to his litter. And there's the little lions. They don't know what to do with the buck. They don't know his food. And then the little buck, you know, starts jumping a little bit. And then they're licking the buck. And they're chasing the buck and playing with the buck. Don't play with the devil. Amen. And then every now and then the little buck gets a bit frisky. And it starts like, you know, taking authority because it realizes these little lions don't know what they're about. And just when it starts getting a little bit too frisky, the mother comes, gives it one clap. Hey, the boys are practicing. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I bind you devils, the boys are practicing. Hallelujah. Yay. Yay. I said the boys are practicing. I said the church is practicing to rule and reign. The church is practicing the dominion, the authority. They're learning the power of that name. Hallelujah. And he has a kingdom. Hallelujah. I say the kingdom is his. The kingdom is upon you. The kingdom has come. We declare his victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In fact, I didn't put my notes, but there's a place where the Bible says we'll all worship him, and then the devil will appear. And when he appears, everybody will say, is this him? Is this the one who plagued the nations? This little one. Stomp. Amen. I used to say stomp the chihuahua, but some people that tell me there's dog lovers in the church. God has seated Christ. And he seated you in him. And his kingdom is upon you. And everybody say, the kingdom of God is upon me. Hallelujah. Renounce the devil. Break that devil's power. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, you foul spirit. Hallelujah. Come on. In the name of Jesus, rebuke that devil that's come against you. Rebuke him. Take authority over him. You foul devil, I command you, devils that plague the believers in the name of Jesus, out of every home, out of every family in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I break your power. I cancel your assignment. I reverse your works. I turn you around in the name of Jesus. I command every devil to flee from this house. Every spirit, every devil that's harassing this house, I take authority over you in this place today. And I rebuke you. I declare you rebuked. I declare you bound. I declare you inactive. I declare you ineffective. From now on, I break your power. I break your anointing. I break you in the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, set the captives free. Set the captives free. I command liberty to your household. Children restored to their parents. Parents restored to their children. I command family salvations. Family households restored. Hallelujah. Come on, renounce that devil. Renounce that devil. Don't let him tread on your ground. Don't let him play in your park. Don't give him territory. Don't give him place. Don't let his thoughts rule and reign. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. I said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. You're not a victim, you're a victor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He shall have no power over you. That's the word of the Lord. I declare it over this week. I declare it over this whole week in your life. He shall have no power over you. I declare in the name of Jesus, every devil you come across is a defeated devil. Every devil you come across is a subservient devil. Every devil you come across is already running, is already in fear. I release the anointing, the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So what do I do when the enemy comes against me? I overcome him. Jesus has won the victory. He's given his angels charge concerning us. He's anointed you with the Holy Ghost and power so that you can know the divine will. Come on, everybody put up your hands and say, by the Holy Ghost, I know the divine will. Listen, once you know the divine will, there's no devil that can take your territory. I said, once you know the divine will, you will not allow that enemy one bit of territory. And then he gave you the authority. Hallelujah. And Jesus is coming back for a glorious, victorious, triumphant church without spot, without blemish. It gives the devil no place. Hallelujah. When the church leaves this earth, the devil's going to rejoice. Because we, the church, the Bible says, are the ones that's holding him in check. Amen. I want to say this to you. This is what the Spirit of God is saying to me. Every time you walk into a place, exercise the dominion that you have gained. Can I say it again? Every time you walk into a place, exercise the dominion that you have gained. We are here today and saints have obtained dominion, have obtained breakthroughs, have obtained power over different devils. And you need to exercise that. I says exercise the authority that you have been given. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice how many times Jesus would walk into a place, that person doesn't even ask him, the devil's already pleading. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that's going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the church who knows their God shall do exploits in his name. Hallelujah. Come just raise your hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the knowledge of your will. Thank you, Father, for divine revelation in each heart. I speak strength to each and every soul. We thank you now for authority, for dominion, for the seated Christ, Lord, that authorizes this church. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you that you're going to break every power. You're going to destroy. You're going to advance. Hallelujah. Things that are happening in your life will cease. They will desist because of the authority and the power of God in your heart and in your mouth. Hallelujah. You'll declare the word of the Lord and angels will perform and the power of God will be present. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you miraculous interventions. I declare over you heavenly activities. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare over you the kingdom has come with power. Power and with authority. When you see that devil, he's not going to be a familiar friend anymore. He's not going to be a familiar one that's overcome you. But I declare in Jesus' name a reversal of authority, a reversal of place. I set you above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus, I set you with power and authority and the enemy under your feet. Now somebody who say, devil, I take authority over you today. That thing that's been pursuing you, you didn't know that you're a conqueror all along. You didn't realize that you got power over that thing. And you can cast that devil out and place him under your feet and declare the promises of God for your life. Amen. Amen. Family be loose. Children be loose. Finances be loose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I take authority over every foul devil in this place. Come on, somebody just pray. Hallelujah. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. Come on, say, devils, I bind you. I bind you. You cannot stay. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes you just need to get sick and tired. Amen. Sometimes you just have to get mull. It's like when Moses asked Pharaoh, when do you want me to let the frogs go? Pharaoh wasn't mull enough. He was not nearly as fed up enough as he should have been. He should have said to Moses, now. He said, tomorrow. So he slept with the frogs one more night. Don't tell your neighbor, don't sleep with the frogs. Man. Come on, everybody's devil out now. I claim my authority now. I command you out now in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Ghost, help each and every one here today in the name of Jesus to identify those devils and take authority over them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, just pray in tongues. Just thank God. Thank the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I declare that devil that's right now is made subject to you. I bind you in the name of Jesus, you devil. I remove your power. I place you under the blood of Christ. I cancel your assignments right now. In the name of Jesus, and I declare these, the redeemed of the Lord, the righteous of God, the heir of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I command the blessings of the kingdom to come forth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.